This recording is provided by the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people with visual, physical, learning, language, or other disabilities and conditions that prevent them from reading printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Food Network Magazine, copyright 2026, Food Network Magazine, Inc. The title of this article is Sweet on Lemons, Make a Simple Dessert Loaded with Citrus Flavor, Recipes from Food Network Kitchen. Our first recipe is for frozen lemon mousse cups. These frozen lemon mousse cups are as charming as they are refreshing, served right inside their own lemon shells. Made with just 5 simple ingredients, the silky mousse comes together easily and freezes to a light, scoopable texture. This make-ahead dessert is the perfect cool finish to any spring or summer party. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 10 large lemons, sugar, kosher salt, 3 large eggs plus 3 egg yolks, heavy cream. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 10 large lemons for serving, plus 1 tablespoon finely grated lemon zest, 1 cup plus 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1/8 a teaspoon of kosher salt, 3 large eggs plus 3 egg yolks, and 3/4 of a cup of cold heavy cream. Step 1. Make the lemon cups. Slice off the top third of the whole lemons. Run a paring knife along the inside edge of each lemon and scoop out all the pulp. Transfer the pulp to a bowl and mash with a potato masher. Strain through a fine mesh sieve. Measure out 1/2 cup of juice for the mousse. Set aside and save the rest for another use. Step 2. Slice a thin piece from the bottom of each lemon cup so that it sits upright, taking care not to cut any holes in the bottom. Place the lemons in a muffin pan or in a baking dish that holds them snugly. Transfer the lemon cups to the freezer while you make the mousse. Step 3. Make the mousse. Set a large bowl in another large bowl filled with ice water. Whisk the sugar, reserved 1/2 cup of lemon juice, the lemon zest, and salt in a medium saucepan. Whisk the whole eggs and yolks together in a medium bowl, then whisk them into the lemon mixture. Step 4. Cook the mixture over medium heat, whisking constantly until it thickens to the consistency of pudding, 5 to 7 minutes. Strain the mixture through a fine mesh sieve into the bowl set into the ice water, pushing it through with a rubber spatula. Stir the mixture periodically until cooled, about 15 minutes. Step 5. Beat the heavy cream in a large bowl with a mixer on medium-high speed until stiff peaks form, about 2 minutes. Gently fold the whipped cream into the cooled lemon mixture with a rubber spatula until just combined. Spoon the mousse into the lemon cups and return to the freezer until firm and frozen, at least 4 hours. Our next recipe is for classic lemon bars. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. For the crust, cooking spray, 1 1/2 sticks or 12 tablespoons cold unsalted butter, all-purpose flour, light brown sugar, confectioner sugar, and salt. For the filling, you will need 4 large eggs plus 2 egg yolks, granulated sugar, all-purpose flour, grated lemon zest, and juice, 1 cup fresh lemon juice from about 8 lemons. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. For the crust, you will need cooking spray, 1 1/2 sticks or 12 tablespoons of cold unsalted butter, diced, 2 cups all-purpose flour, a quarter cup packed light brown sugar, a quarter cup confectioner sugar plus more for dusting, and a quarter teaspoon salt. For the filling, you will need 4 large eggs plus 2 egg yolks, 2 cups granulated sugar, a third of a cup of all-purpose flour sifted, and 1 teaspoon grated lemon zest plus 1 cup fresh lemon juice from about 8 lemons. Step 1. Make the crust. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Line a 9 by 13 inch baking pan with foil, leaving a 2 inch overhang on all sides. Coat the foil with cooking spray. Pulse the butter, flour, brown sugar, confectioner sugar, and salt in a food processor until the dough comes together, about 1 minute. Press evenly into the bottom and about a half inch up the sides of the prepared pan, making sure there are no cracks. Bake until the crust is golden, about 25 minutes. Step 2. Meanwhile, make the filling. Whisk the whole eggs and yolks, granulated sugar, and flour in a bowl until smooth. Whisk in the lemon zest and juice. Remove the crust from the oven and reduce the temperature to 300 degrees. Pour the filling over the warm crust and return to the oven. Bake until the filling is just set, 30 to 35 minutes. Step 3. Let the bars cool in the pan on a rack, then refrigerate until firm, at least 2 hours. Lift out of the pan using the foil overhang and slice. Dust with confectioner sugar before serving. Our next recipe is for mini lemon olive oil bundt cakes. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. For the cakes, you will need unsalted butter, all-purpose flour, granulated sugar, grated lemon zest, 2 large eggs, extra virgin olive oil, whole milk, baking powder, salt, minced fresh thyme plus sprigs for garnish. For the glaze, you will need confectioner sugar, lemon juice from 1 to 2 lemons, and unsalted butter. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. For the cakes, you will need 1 tablespoon unsalted butter melted, 1 cup all-purpose flour plus more for dusting, 1 1/3 cups of granulated sugar, 2 tablespoons grated lemon zest from 2 lemons, 2 large eggs, 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, 2/3 of a cup of whole milk, 1/2 a teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 a teaspoon of salt, and 1 teaspoon finely minced fresh thyme plus sprigs for garnish. For the glaze, you will need 1 1/2 cups of confectioner sugar, 2 1/2 to 3 tablespoons of lemon juice from 1 to 2 lemons, and 2 tablespoons unsalted butter melted. Step 1. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Make the cakes. Brush a 6 or 12 cup mini bundt or muffin pan with the melted butter. Lightly dust with flour and shake out the excess. Step 2. Pulse the granulated sugar and lemon zest in a blender until combined. Add the eggs 1 at a time, then slowly pour in the olive oil and milk, pulsing until emulsified into a thin batter, about 30 seconds. Don't overblend or the cakes will be too puffy. Step 3. Whisk 1 cup flour, the baking powder, salt, and 1 teaspoon of thyme in a small bowl. Add to the blender in 2 batches, pulsing lightly until just combined. Stop to scrape down the sides of the blender as needed. Pour the batter into the prepared pan. Bake until the cakes just begin to pull away from the sides of the pan and spring back when lightly touched, 28 to 30 minutes for a 6-cup bundt pan and 22 to 25 minutes for a 12-cup bundt or muffin pan. Let cool in the pan for 10 minutes, then loosen the sides with a small knife and invert onto a rack. Step 4. Meanwhile, make the glaze. Whisk the confectioner sugar, 2 1/2 tablespoons lemon juice, and the melted butter until smooth, adding more lemon juice if the mixture is too thick. Drizzle over the warm cakes and garnish with thyme sprigs. Our next recipe is for lemon tiramisu. Tiramisu is an iconic Italian dessert, traditionally getting a jolt of caffeine from espresso-soaked ladyfingers. This lemon lover's version highlights the bright lemony flavor of the Italian liqueur limoncello. Start by whisking together an easy lemon curd, then fold some into a mascarpone whipped cream. Soak ladyfingers in a combination of limoncello and lemon simple syrup. Then build layers of the cream and soaked ladyfingers and chill. The result is the iconic clean slice of soft, creamy layers. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. For the lemon curd, you will need 4 large eggs plus 4 egg yolks, sugar, grated lemon zest plus fresh lemon juice from 4 to 5 lemons, kosher salt, and cold unsalted butter. For the limoncello syrup, you will need sugar, grated lemon zest, limoncello, and fresh lemon juice from 3 to 4 lemons. For the filling and assembly, you will need mascarpone, pure vanilla extract, grated lemon zest, heavy cream, and 40 to 45 ladyfingers. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. For the lemon curd, you will need 4 large eggs plus 4 egg yolks, 1 1/3 cups of sugar, 1 tablespoon grated lemon zest plus 2/3 of a cup of fresh lemon juice from 4 to 5 lemons, a pinch of kosher salt, 6 tablespoons cold unsalted butter cut into small cubes, and for the limoncello syrup, you will need 3/4 of a cup of sugar, 1 teaspoon of grated lemon zest, 3/4 of a cup of limoncello, and 1/2 cup of fresh lemon juice from 3 to 4 lemons. For the filling and assembly, you will need 1 cup of mascarpone, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon grated lemon zest, 2 cups of heavy cream, and 40 to 45 ladyfingers. Step 1. Make the curd. Fill a large bowl with ice water. Set aside. Whisk the whole eggs and yolks, sugar, lemon zest, lemon juice, and salt in a medium saucepan. Cook the mixture over medium heat, stirring constantly with a rubber spatula until the curd is thickened, light yellow, and coats the back of a spoon, about 6 minutes. Remove from the heat and whisk in the butter a few pieces at a time until incorporated. Strain the mixture through a fine mesh sieve into a small bowl, pushing it through with a rubber spatula. Press plastic wrap directly onto the surface to prevent a skin from forming. Set a bowl of curd over a large bowl of ice water and set aside until cold and firm, about 1 hour. Step 2, make the limoncello syrup. Bring the sugar, lemon zest, and 1/3 cup of cold water to a boil in a medium saucepan over high heat and cook until the sugar dissolves, about 1 minute. Remove from the heat and let cool completely, about 20 minutes. Stir in the limoncello and lemon juice and set aside until needed. Step 3, make the filling. Whisk the mascarpone, vanilla, and lemon zest in a large bowl with a mixer on medium speed until combined. With the mixer on low speed, slowly drizzle in the heavy cream and beat until all the mascarpone is incorporated into the cream and the mixture is smooth, scraping down the sides of the bowl as needed. Increase the speed to medium and whip until medium peaks form. Fold in 2/3 a cup of the prepared lemon curd using a rubber spatula until smooth. The cream will stiffen a bit. Step 4. Assemble the tiramisu. One at a time, dip half of the ladyfingers into the limoncello syrup until soaked but not soggy, about 3 seconds per side. Arrange the ladyfingers in a single layer in a 9x13-inch baking dish, breaking them as needed to fill in any gaps. Spread 2 1/2 cups of the mascarpone cream evenly over the ladyfingers. Spread 1/2 cup of the lemon curd evenly over the cream layer. Repeat with another layer of ladyfinger soaked in the remaining limoncello syrup. Spread the remaining mascarpone cream over the ladyfingers and the remaining lemon curd over the cream. Step 5. Cover with plastic wrap and refrigerate 8 hours or overnight before serving. Our next recipe is for lemon cream sandwich cookies. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. For the cookies, you will need all-purpose flour, salt, 2 sticks of unsalted butter, confectioner sugar, finely grated lemon zest, pure vanilla extract, lemon extract, and yellow gel food coloring. For the filling, you will need 1 stick of unsalted butter, confectioner sugar, pinch of salt, finely grated lemon zest plus fresh lemon juice, and 2 teaspoons of milk. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. For the cookies, you will need 2.5 cups of all-purpose flour plus more for dusting, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 2 sticks unsalted butter at room temperature, 1 cup confectioner sugar, 1 tablespoon finely grated lemon zest, 2 teaspoons pure vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon lemon extract, and 2 to 4 drops of yellow gel food coloring. For the filling, you will need 1 stick of unsalted butter at room temperature, 1.5 cups of confectioner sugar, 1 pinch of salt, 2 teaspoons finely grated lemon zest, plus 1 tablespoon fresh lemon juice, and 2 teaspoons of milk. Step 1, make the cookies. Whisk the flour and salt in a medium bowl. Beat the butter, confectioner sugar, and lemon zest in a large bowl with a mixer on medium-high speed until light and fluffy, about 4 minutes. Beat in the vanilla and lemon extracts. Reduce the mixer speed to low, add the flour mixture, and beat until the dough starts to come together. Then increase the speed to medium-high and beat until well combined. Beat in the food coloring to create an even lemon-yellow color. Divide the dough into 2 discs. Wrap in plastic wrap and refrigerate at least 1 hour or overnight. Step 2. Position racks in the upper and lower thirds of the oven and preheat to 325 degrees. Line 2 baking sheets with parchment paper. Remove the dough from the refrigerator for 5 minutes before rolling. Roll out the dough on a lightly floured surface until it's 1/4 inch thick. Use 3-inch citrus cookie stamp or other 3-inch cutter to cut out cookies and transfer them to the prepared baking sheets. Reroll the scraps and cut out more cookies. You should get about 24 cookies. Refrigerate 10 minutes before baking. Step 3. Bake, switching the pans halfway through until the cookies are pale golden around the edges and set in the center about 15 minutes. Let cool 10 minutes on baking sheets, then remove the cookies to a rack to cool completely. Step 4. Meanwhile, make the filling. Beat the butter, confectioner sugar, and salt in a large bowl with a mixer on medium-high speed until light and fluffy, about 3 minutes. Beat in the lemon zest and milk until well combined. Beat in the lemon juice just to combine. Step 5. Assemble the cookies. Spread 1 heaping tablespoon filling on the plain side of 1/2 of the cookies. Top with a 2nd cookie. Our next recipe is for lemon meringue cupcakes. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. For the cupcakes, you will need all-purpose flour, baking powder, baking soda, salt, 2 large eggs, granulated sugar, whole milk, vegetable oil, zest of 2 lemons plus 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, and pure vanilla extract. For the meringue, you will need 2 large egg whites, salt, granulated sugar, light corn syrup, and pure vanilla extract. For the glaze, you will need confectioner sugar, lemon juice, limoncello, optional, and 6 to 7 drops of yellow food coloring, optional. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. For the cupcakes, you will need 1¾ cups of all-purpose flour, 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/4 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 2 large eggs, 1¾ cups of granulated sugar, 1 cup of whole milk, 3/4 of a cup of vegetable oil, finely grated zest of 2 lemons plus 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract. For the meringue, you will need 2 large egg whites, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of granulated sugar, 1/2 cup of light corn syrup, and 1/4 teaspoon of pure vanilla extract. For the glaze, you will need 2½ cups of confectioner sugar, 1/4 cup fresh lemon juice from about 2 lemons, 1 tablespoon limoncello, optional, and 6 to 7 drops of yellow food coloring, optional. Step 1. Make the cupcakes. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees and line a 12-cup muffin pan with paper liners. Whisk the flour, baking powder, baking soda, and salt in a bowl until combined. Whisk the eggs, granulated sugar, milk, vegetable oil, lemon zest, lemon juice, and vanilla in a large bowl until combined. Whisk the flour mixture into the egg mixture. Step 2. Divide the batter evenly among the prepared muffin cups, filling them to just below the rim. Bake until a toothpick inserted into the center of a cupcake comes out clean, 25 to 30 minutes. Let cool 15 minutes in the pan, then transfer to a rack to cool completely. Step 3. Make the meringue. Beat the egg whites and salt in a large bowl with a mixer on medium speed until foamy, about 1 minute. Increase the mixer speed to high and gradually beat in 2 tablespoons of granulated sugar. Beat until stiff, shiny peaks form, about 3 minutes. Step 4. Combine the remaining 6 tablespoons of granulated sugar, the corn syrup, and 1/4 cup water in a saucepan over medium-high heat. Cook until the mixture registers 245 degrees on a candy thermometer, about 6 minutes. Remove from the heat. With the mixer on medium speed, slowly pour the hot sugar syrup into the egg whites. Increase the speed to high and beat until the meringue is fluffy and cool, about 6 minutes. Beat in the vanilla. Transfer the meringue to a piping bag fitted with a large round tip and pipe onto the cupcakes. Set aside at room temperature to firm up, about 15 minutes. Step 5. Meanwhile, make the glaze. Whisk the confectioner's sugar, lemon juice, limoncello, and food coloring in a microwave-safe bowl until smooth. Microwave 1 minute, then whisk again until the sugar dissolves. Let cool about 5 minutes, stirring occasionally. Dip the meringue-covered tops of the cupcakes into the glaze, letting the excess drip off. If the glaze gets too thick, microwave 20 seconds. Our next recipe is for lemon meringue croissants. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 sheet frozen all butter puff pastry, all-purpose flour, 1 large egg plus 1 egg white, sugar, fresh lemon juice, 1 pinch of salt, and lemon curd. Your ingredients list for this recipe is as follows. 1 sheet frozen all butter puff pastry thawed, all-purpose flour for dusting, 1 large egg separated plus 1 egg white, 1/3 of a cup of sugar, 1 teaspoon fresh lemon juice, 1 pinch of salt, and 3/4 of a cup of lemon curd. Step 1. Roll out the puff pastry on lightly floured surface into 12 by 6 inch rectangle. Cut in half crosswise to make 2 8 by 12 inch rectangles, then cut each piece crosswise into thirds to make 6 4 by 8 rectangles. Cut each rectangle in half diagonally to make 12 triangles. Step 2. Line a baking sheet with parchment paper. Starting from the short side, loosely roll up each puff pastry triangle. Place seam side down on the prepared baking sheet about 1.5 inches apart. Refrigerate until firm, about 30 minutes. Step 3. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Whisk the egg yolk with 1 teaspoon of water and brush on the pastry. Bake until puffed and golden brown, 30 to 35 minutes. Reduce the oven temperature to 300 degrees and continue baking until the croissants are cooked through, 35 to 40 more minutes. Let cool completely. Step 4. Make the meringue. Whisk the 2 egg whites, the sugar, lemon juice, and salt in a large heat-proof bowl until smooth. Place the bowl over a saucepan with 1 inch of simmering water. Do not let the bottom of the bowl touch the water. Cook, whisking, until the mixture is warm and the sugar is dissolved, 2 to 3 minutes. Remove the bowl from the pan and beat with a mixer on medium-high speed until the meringue is cool and stiff, glossy peaks form, 5 to 10 minutes. Step 5. Poke a hole in the bottom of each croissant with a thick skewer or chopstick, wiggling it around to create a small pocket. Fill a resealable plastic bag with the lemon curd. Snip a corner. Pipe about 1 tablespoon curd into each croissant. Swirl the meringue on top of each croissant using the back of a spoon. Lightly toast the meringue with a kitchen torch. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.